With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip on Friday as a U.S.-brokered ceasefire came into effect. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota said it's just another win for President Trump's policy of peace through strength.
It is a bit of a slogan, but it also means something because it's also an attitude, and he has absolutely put the world on notice multiple times. You'd think they'd learn sooner that he is capable of doing what he says he will do, and he has the means to do it. And good for him.
And the deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war for good, with all the remaining hostages taken in that October 7, 2023 terrorist attack by Hamas now set to be released within days. The administration has begun another round of mass firings tied to the government shutdown.
The White House Budget Office says in a court filing, well over 4,000 federal employees will be fired as the government shutdown drags on. Hardest hit are the Treasury Department, which will lose over 1,400 employees, and Health and Human Services with a loss of over 1,100. The Education Department and Housing and Urban Development each would lose more than 400 staffers. The Departments of Commerce, Energy, Homeland Security, and the Environmental Protection Agency are all set to fire hundreds more.
These are people that the Democrats wanted that in many cases were not appropriate. We fought them at the time.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, the administration says it will use tariff revenue to bolster a food aid program facing shortages.
The nutrition program for women, infants, and children, known as WIC, is in jeopardy during the federal government shutdown. Experts say the program that helps 6 million low-income mothers and young children will run out of federal money unless the shutdown ends within 2 weeks.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting, and this is SRN News. You may be surprised about how difficult it is to get a Bible in some countries around the world. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments in its latest LGBT case, weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by nearly half the states. The justices heard a lawsuit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy aimed at helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. This is SRN News. British police said on Tuesday of this week that they've now disrupted a criminal network suspected of smuggling up to 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China over the past year.
An unidentified policeman describes what happens when the stolen phones are recovered.
Once each phone's recovered, it's individually resealed, rebagged.
The operation was launched in 2024 after a box containing about 1,000 iPhones destined for Hong Kong was discovered at a warehouse near Heathrow Airport. Police say an international gang is believed to be responsible for exporting up to 40% of all the phones stolen in London. A total of 46 people have been arrested so far. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Is the Big Ten about to become big business? The Big Ten considering a private capital investment that could bring in upward of $2 billion, the Athletic Conference confirmed last week. More details at SRNnews.com.